So what kind of old person will you be? Will you be the nice, typical, you know, like your grandma, like how you envision your grandma or your grandpa, or, you know, like the typical, the majority of the old people population, I think, are nice people. But there are some evil ones. Like this woman, I am convinced, was trying to scam Stat Brothers out of a free tank of gas. Yes.
The credit card machine didn't work.
And just because her line seemed a little bit too perfect.
Well, I put it in there and it worked, and it seemed to work. And
So what do you think? What kind of old person would you be? Will you be one that gets scammed and gets confused? Or, you know, will you be... like I talked about being an embittered old person. You talked a little bit about being an old person that just kind of tricks people into doing favors for you.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Or will you be just completely evil? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think I'll be a smart old person because I work at a grocery store and there's people who come through all the time and they think that we charge them twice for their credit cards, just like the gas person at the gas station.
And they're usually old people?
Yeah, they're always old people because it won't take their card. And they're like, well, it says I paid for it. It just says I have to reslide it. And we're like, well, it didn't take it. And they think that we charged them twice.
But do they actually, in your opinion, do you think most of them actually think that? Or do you think there's some in there who are trying to get some free groceries out of that?
No, I think they actually think that. I think they're actually confused.
They're legitimately confused.
Yeah.
But there has to be one sneaking in. I'm not saying the majority of old people do this. I'm saying from time to time, there's an old person that slips under the radar and is evil. You know?
Just because you have gray hair
does not automatically make you a good person all of a sudden. You know?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your insight.
There's like the grouchy old people.
What's that?
I'm going to be a nice old person. I hate the grouchy old people that come through.
Yeah.
Like when you do something wrong, they start like getting all mad at you.
Yeah, see, I already don't like causing scenes in public, so I know I won't be, like I was talking about being a bitter old man when I get older. But I'll be a reclusive, bitter old man. I won't be out in public in people's faces with it. And that's what's important. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What kind of old person will you be?
I think that, like, I'll be, like, an old person that scams people into doing my yard work.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Chris is talking about.
Yeah.
You're too frail and fragile. Yeah. That's not that bad of an old person. It's like, 'cause you're not physically stealing money.
You've
got
to pay them something that's really not worth doing all that work for, but just so you don't feel like a cheapskate. Like you get a 5-cent piece or a piece of hard candy.
That's true, because they can get away with thinking that less money is more money.
Yeah, that's like $1 million back then.
Here's $2. Yeah, like, oh, that old person must think that's a lot of money.